It is 4:38 on downtown on your Friday afternoon. Our next guest on the program was born in Russia, was a gymnastics champion by the age of 10, studied dance at the Leningrad Academy Choreographic School, and then toured the world for years with the Moscow Ballet. In 2001, she began the Bossov Ballet Theater at MCI, and now that group is getting ready to present The Nutcracker 1 week from tonight at the Waterville Opera House. We're joined on the phone by the artistic director of Bossov Ballet Theater, Natalia Getman. Natalia, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me here.
You've got such a wonderful and unique program with the Bossov Ballet Theater. Can you talk a little bit about what students at MCI have an opportunity to do when they get involved in your program?
Actually, we have quite a bit of range of ages of the students. We teach kids starting from the age of 4 and all the way through the end of the high school. But what's unique about our program, because Main Central Institute is the boarding school, so we have our ballet dancers coming from the different portion of the country itself, and actually for different years we also had a student from the different countries, so we do have international students. And education itself is very comprehensive, so it's not just, say, ballet for entertainment or just as an activity. So many of our students actually looking forward to have a career as a ballet dancers, and we have quite a bit of successful stories where our graduates went to the professional companies, or they will pursue further down the road with the colleges with the very comprehensive dance programs as well.
Well, and one of the things I was going to say, one of the things that they certainly learn along with the skills, the discipline required as well, because I was reading that classes are generally, what, three and a half hours per day?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, for some of the levels, it's even longer if you will include the rehearsals. As a matter of right now, I'm just on a little break between the classes and the rehearsals just about to start. So it's end up to be sometime even 5 hours a day for some advanced students.
Well, you're getting ready to present The Nutcracker 1 week from tonight is opening night at the Waterville Opera House at 7 o'clock next Friday, Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and Sunday the 13th at 2 o'clock as well. And what's wonderful is that the cast features not only your BBT students, but also parents and some staff members playing roles. That's got to be a wonderful opportunity for everyone to work together on this holiday classic.
Absolutely. I have to actually say this is one of my favorite parts of working process, because, of course, our dancers themselves are trained and they understand what it requires from them, as well as they have a physical abilities for that. So, but involving other people just to be able to come on stage and perform is quite a bit of a task. But they're doing a wonderful job, and they're very excited. And some of them, like you said, are our faculty, and some of them actually are parents of our students. So it's really nice to work with them, because as an adult, you know, their brain works better too. So their learning skills are very good, and I'm just so excited. And also it makes it quite a bit of natural definition on stage, where you see literally the adults dancing with adults. And a lot of times in the different places, you will see young females or males trying to portray older people, and it's not as natural and unique. So I like that part about that we have a real adults dancing in.
Well, I have to think you also enjoy the fact that the Nutcracker in particular, as such a holiday favorite and a family favorite, exposes ballet to people who might not otherwise see it.
Absolutely. And I think actually through the times when I was traveling with the Moscow Ballet, as you mentioned about my pastime, so it was wonderful to see how much it gathers the people within the family itself. And a lot of times we're going to go and buy the gifts for our loved ones or for our friends, and a lot of times that gift could be forgotten because it's that kind of a gift. But the memories, to create the memories with your own family, I think is the best gift you could ever give, and I think this specific opportunity is the perfect opportunity to accomplish that.
And in addition to the performance itself, afterwards, some opportunities for young kids who might like to get their picture taken with the Sugar Plum Fairy or any of the other characters.
Absolutely. So they're all going to be wearing their costumes, and it's actually the cast members who they will be seeing on stage prior to that, they could go and take a pictures with them right next to the beautifully decorated Christmas tree. And maybe if they wanted to, they could take autographs in their program. So maybe in some, we also will have some merchandise installed as like a decorated print shoes and a little crowns and tiaras. So I think it will be a wonderful experience for the young ones.
Bossoff Ballet Theater at MCI will be performing The Nutcracker at the Waterville Opera House next weekend, beginning Friday night, December 11th at 7 p.m., right through Sunday. Tickets are available at www.operahouse.org and by calling 873-7000. Tickets are $20 for adults, $18 for youth and seniors, and a family pack, two adults and two youth, for $65. Natalia, thank you so much for joining us, and have a wonderful performance, and thanks for spending some time with us on this Friday afternoon.
Thank you so much. It was fun. Thank you.
That is Natalia Getman from Bossoff Ballet Theater.